I'll go ahead and get to the point. Matthew chapter number 19, verse number 24. We'll start reading there. Preacher, thank you again for the opportunity to preach one more time. Thank y'all for coming tonight. I know you didn't come to hear me, but I appreciate you being here and being faithful to the house of God tonight. I'll go ahead and give you my title before I get into reading. Matthew chapter number 19, we'll start in verse number 24. My title tonight is Impossibilities to Possibilities. Amen. Impossibilities to Possibilities. Verse number, I'm not even there yet. Better turn there too. Matthew chapter number 19, verse number 24. And this is the background of this story is about the rich ruler that comes to God asking him how he can get eternal life, and he wouldn't. His riches was in the way. Long story short, he told God no because he loved his money more than he did salvation. So we see the reading that God makes this famous statement that we've all heard in verse number 24. And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? And one of my favorite verses in the Bible, verse number 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for letting me read your word today. I pray that even, I really don't even have to preach. Just the reading of the word of God is enough, God. And I pray that you'd help me to exhort you. God, you'd preach me and use me for your honor and for your glory tonight. Save that one that's nearest to hell. We praise you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen. I got quite a bit of ground to cover, so I'll kind of move quickly. But the way I look at impossibilities to possibilities is I kind of put two words in like a shape together. And I see impossibilities, the first thing that comes to my mind is man. We are impossible. And that one way that I see to get to possibilities is a cross. And that cross leads to God. So you got man plus a cross. It leads to God to make your impossibilities possible. And I'm going to stick to a certain subject of life as I go through this. But this is really inexhaustible on the possibilities you can have with God on your side. But I'll stick to the subject of life. The first thing that we see is man cannot have life without God. Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 27 says, and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. And I look at this as a personal relationship you can have with God. God spoke the earth into existence, but he took the time to form man with his hands out of the dust of the earth. And he formed man with his hands. That's personal. That is saying that he took time out for you, and you couldn't have that life if he didn't breathe that life into your nostrils. And not only did he breathe that life, but he gave you a soul. And I know animals don't have a soul, so they just return to the dust of the earth. But you have a place you're going after your life is over, and it's either heaven or hell. And I thank God today that I can tell you and stand before you and proclaim that I know without a shadow of a doubt I'm saved, and Lord, I'll be in heaven one day. And I thank God and I rejoice in that moment that I can see Him face to face. So the first thing we see that man cannot have without God is life. The next thing that we see man cannot have without God is eternal life. And this is when I like to see this. I'm glad that I can't earn my way to heaven, because I know I couldn't do it. My body, my mind, and my mentality is not able to earn my way to heaven. But I thank God that as I was saying about that cross between man and God to make our impossibilities possibilities, I thank God that it's impossible for me to get into eternal life, but through God it's possible. And I thank God it's possible for everybody. In the verse in Peter, it says, God is not slack concerning his promise, which some men count towards slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, preacher, but that all should come to repentance. And I thank God he don't want anybody to go to hell today. He wants you to be saved. We can have eternal life. Romans 5:21 says that as sin reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. You can't have eternal life without God. And that verse right there says that you can't have it without Jesus Christ our Lord. The next thing that we see that we can have is abundant life. And I got to hurry. Is abundant life. We have abundant life. In John 10, verse number 10 says, the thief cometh forth to death. That verse, I killed that verse. Here, the part that I'm trying to get to is that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And that's that abundant life that we can have. And that word abundant kind of stuck out to me. And I looked this word up, and after several times and asking Dad what can I use this word for, I got to this definition: exceedingly, very highly, and beyond measure. Our life can be exceedingly what we ever thought it would ever be. If we just look at God and see how impossible our life is and how possible God can make it to live for Him. And we can't do it alone. We have to have Him, and He'll give us that life. But that abundant life that we can have can be abundant with two things, and that's grace and joy. And I thank God that even in my darkest times, God shows grace that we can lift our eyes up in joy and thank God for the opportunity that we have. Let's pray. Father, thank You for allowing me to preach one more time. Thank You, God, for letting me read Your Word. How precious it is to our soul. I thank You that You give us food tonight. I pray You touch these other young preachers as they preach. Give them words and preach them with power. We love You and thank You for what You do. In Jesus' name, amen.